We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Amud Aleph. We're starting 9 lines from the top of 2 dots, where we learned Machlekes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says you find 3 stones, Zu B'tzad Zu, next to the Makulis, it's also 2 is Mutter. Chum say it depends if it's nearest Imoy or not. Until now we said Pshat, that if you know it fell off, if you know for sure that it fell off the Makulis, it's also no matter what. If you don't know, so it depends. According to Rabbanah, it depends if it's close within 1 amma or 1/2 amma, so then it's Aser. Further away, it's Mutter. But Rabbi Shmuel says, Kozman, it's within 4 ammas, with Chayshid, you made a small Makulis, even though it was side by side, the more we'll ask Kasha soon, but you made a Makulis Katan, Bitzad Makulis Gadol. Find 2, so then, Lekuli Yawamayda, it won't be a Chshash that it came from Makulis, it's too far, it's more than 1 amma away. And it's not a place where you make the, and it's not, it doesn't look like a Makulis Katan. Why not? Because it's only 2, not 3. Therefore, the Kuliyam in that case won't be a problem. The Machlekes is where there's 3, Zubitzazu. According to Rishmal, it's a Chshash made a Makulis Katan. According to the Rabbanon, it's out of the range, and therefore it's Mutan. So Amar, Zok the Gemara, Amar, Biyadua, Shinosh Menad, Vakala Surah, as we just said in the Gemara, that if you know for sure it fell off the Makulis, everyone agrees it's awesome. Rabbeinu asks you a kashma brisa. So this is brisa brings down the machlekes of Shmuel or Akiva, and it sounds like the machlekes is by a case where it fell off. Rabbeinu avonim shenoshu makulis avonim that fell off the makulis nearest imoi. If it's right next to the makulis asura, shein nearest imoi. It's not right next to it's mutaris. Even though it says shenoshu makulis, but it depends how close it is. Rabbi Shmuel amar shalosh asura shdayim mutaris. So you see the machlekes of Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is even when it's noshru. And we said, just said before, the Noshu Lekuliyama. Amar Rava, no, loy tema she Noshu, amar she Nimtzu. We have to change the price a little bit. It doesn't mean Noshu. Nimtzu means you found it, not Noshu. Because Noshu was saying Lekuliyama is awesome. If you know it fell off, you know for sure, but Vada fell off, that's for sure awesome. Break the Gemara, another kasha on the Chesh we made before. The Sabra Rabbi Shmuel Shtayim Mutaris, does Rabbi Shmuel hold that 2, when found in range between 1 amma and 4 amma, we said Shtayim is Mutter. Why? Because it's not a Makulis Kata. Is that true? By time with the Rabbeinu, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shtayim b'tfisaloi asuros. Shalosh afilu mechakos asuros. Tfisa always means dalet ames. So what does it say? 2 in dalet ames is awesome. 3, afilu mechakos asuros. If it's 3, even if it's far away, it's awesome. So klar, that you don't have to, that within 4 ames, first of all, is awesome by 2. And the 3 could even have to add a 4 ames. So what the cash is on the 2. We just said before, oh, that's Shtayim Mutarais after 1 amma. Here you see, as long as it's within 4 ammas, 2 is also. I guess because the chayish is that it came from the makulis. So we're more than change a little bit what we said before. Amarava like kasha, kam tvisa achas, kam shtayv tvisais. Which means like this. We'll see in a second what shtayv tvisas are, but tvisa achas means we're changing now. Within 4 ammas, both Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanon and Rabbi Kiva will hold that it's Aser because all 4 ammas is called nearest Imai. And therefore, the Kuli Amma, that's, we're worried it fell off the Makulis. It's Aser. The Machlaikas is after 4 ammas, that's what Machlaikas is. Rabbi Shmuel's Machadish, even after 4 ammas, 3 looks like a Makulis Katan, so it's Aser, and 2 not. But within 4 ammas, we're saying now, the Kuli Amma, that we should have fell off the Makulis, and it's also even for the Rabbanon. So that's by Tvisa Achas. When did I explain to you that the machlekes, there's machlekes even within 4 ammas, is kam b'shtei tvises, in a case where it's 2 tvises. Ve'echidami, what's called 2 tvises? The ikka gavaya beini beini. There's a little machitza between the makulis and the spot where you found the rocks. And there, since it's a hefsik, so that's like merchakas. So that's where also will be a machlekes. So there'll be 2 spots will be a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. 1 spot will be in the 4 ammas, when there's a mechitza in between, there's a little bit of a wall in between the find and the makulis. And another example of the machlekes would be added a 4 ammas. That's what comes out with fiza. And but what we're changing is that if there's no mechitza, then the whole 4 ammas is considered niris imoy and is also lekuli amma. So look more right. The stama kasha now. Rabbi Shmuel said that if you have zu b'tzadzu, we're worried you're making a makulis katan. Right? My makulis can give me a hava. There's 2 things, makulis, 2 things side by side. But Tanya, we learned in the Brice. But Tanya, Elohim Avne base kulis. This is how you make the Bavadizara of the base kulis. Achas mekam, achas mekam. 1 stone here, 1 stone there, achas agabem, 1 on top of it. And here it's side by side. So why chashish makulis katan? Amarava Kitani Iva Ikr Makulus. That halacha is that halacha, that din, that law of Avodah Zarah is dafka by the Ikr Makulus. But by the Katan, it's Zubit Zazu. They also worship Zubit Zazu. Like Rashi says, different master Ikr Makulus. Ikr Makulus Chilasai. Ava Katan, Hanasa, Vetzara Gadol. Even worship, even side by side. So again, that's why Rav Shmuel holds three is also because he's worried it's Makulis Kotan. So the more about the Yane Malka Choruv, the palace of Yane HaMelech was Choruv, years later, also Chavim, Ukumim Makulis. They saw a nice big rubble pile. It was a pile of a palace. So they said, we'll make this into Makulis. And then later on, other goyim came. Also, the loypach the makulis, they did not worship makulis. Shaklinu, they took apart the makulis, which is like a bittel. When the goyim can vatel another goy's avodah zarah, like we had before, shema mino that you can vatel a goy can vatel his friend's avodah zarah. So the goyim came later that they didn't worship makulis. They took it apart. Shaklinu v'chifu b'hen drachim v'satretois, and they covered the floor, they paved the roads and the marketplace with these stones. So Iker Abadon Parashi, some of them didn't want to go down that road. They said it's made out of Arizara. Iker Abadon Parashi, and some did not, were not Parish. Now the Pashup said they should not be Parish. It's a Bittel. So we have to see why not. So first of all, there were some who did it, some didn't. So Omer B'Yechanan, if B'non Shal Kedosh Shemahalach Aleim, if the Rebbe Sha'ainikal walks on it, we'll see that not what B'non Shal Kedosh means, but B'non Shal Kedosh Shemahalach Aleim, by not nifresh mem, if the B'non Shal Kedoshim walks in it, I think I have to be better than that. Man diu B'non Shal Kedoshim. Who's B'non Shal Kedoshim? Rav Nachum Rav Samai. He was called B'non Shal Kedoshim. Why was he called the son of Kedoshim? My call B'non Shal Kedoshim. Da filu b'tzurusa da zuzo loy mistakel. He didn't even look at a tzura that's on a coin. He did not look at. For example, let's say they look at a quarter. Today we have a quarter that has a picture of a person. They didn't even look at that. So that's why it was called B'nai Shal, and he walked on it. So if he walked on it, I don't have to worry about it. Now just take a little break and look at Tosfos that says, why the Kol Chassidus not to look at a Tzura? It says in the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, they now look at any Tzura, because it says, Atifnu El Alilim. So Eva Tosfos is dafka by something they not ruggle by. So you might be Nimshach after it. But here by a coin, there's no problem. But at 7, don't dafka B'nai Shal Kedoshim or Makbid, not to look at Tzuras D'Zuzah. But in any case, Rav Yechon said, I could walk there. If Rav Nachum or somebody walked there, I could walk there. Now, what's Pshat Manim holds Osir? So my time in Manda Parish. What's Pshat Manim holds as Inala walking? Sovalov, because Chayr, it's a bit on the Varezar. What's the problem? Sovalov, Kahodom, Rav Gidom, Rav Chir, Rav Yosef. I'm a rap. That says a big Yisoid. Menayim with Takroibis, Avarizchavim, She'en lo Batele Lomas. How do you know that a Takroibis, Tavarizorom, Ein lo Batele Lomas? Shenema, Vayitzvedu, Lebal Par, Vayichlu Zivch. It says that they attached themselves to Baal Par and they ate Zivche Mesim, the Kabbonis of Mesim. My mace ain't B'teil Olam, just like a mace can't be B'teil Olam, always has Thomas mace. After Kervis of Chavim, ain't B'teil Olam. Takrevis also is not B'teil Olam. So it comes out the ones who are Machmer really held two things. First of all, they held, it's called Takrevis, and now it's our Mamish. We'll see later on the issue that's like that, but Lemaisim, the stone, you could. It really becomes part of the Vezor. Really, it's the Vezor. But they held it was called Takrevis the Vezor. And not only that, once it's Takrevis, there's another Yesoid. That Takrevis is no Bittel on Takrevis. That means Takrevis is more Chomer than Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, you can have Bittel. But on Takrevis, you can't have Bittel. So there's two factors here. And therefore, they don't want to walk there. So what's Pshat Nos? The mind like Parish, Oma Beina came Pnim Veleka. The one who didn't have a problem walking there held in came Pnim Veleka. And the Rosh in Siman Aleph explains that there's two ways to make something into a Takroivis. First of all, either if it's Kiyotz about Kar of Lemezbeach, that it's a type of item that's brought Lemezbeach. And number two is you have to have Ke'en Avoidas Pnim. So here, You don't have either one, because it's not really a Zrika. And also, the stone is not something they bring on the Mizbeach. It's not something you bring inside the base of Mikdash. So therefore, as a carbon. So therefore, there's no Takrevis. So the Mandiyam also holds Takrevis. Takrevis also ever. The Mandiyam holds its Mutta, holds its Nishkin Takrevis. Why? Takrevis has to be in Ke'en Pnim. That's what it has to be. Om Rav Yisra Ba'aba, Iklu Rabba Yirmi La'asrin. Rabbi Yirmiyah came to our city, and he came with a brice in his hand. What would the Braisa say? The Braisa is like this. A guy that brought stones. Minamakulis. V'chifa behem drachim. V'tartiyois. A v'chavim that brought stones from Makulis. And he went and covered the roads. So on top of Beis, mutarois. The halacha is that's mutter because the guy mevatlet. But Yisrael shevi avon marmakulis v'chivem drachim v'tartoyis. If the Yisrael brought the stones from Makulis and covered the roads with it, asurois. That's awesome. So this Rabbi Yirmiyah came to the city and he brought this brisa, and they said, the Gemara says that I guess Rabbi Yisrael was saying that there's no one who could explain this. Bless Nagar v'lebar Nagar v'frikiner. There's no carpenter or the son of a carpenter who could be mefarish this brisa, could answer this brisa. Rather, loshon is chacham. Nagar here is loshon of a chacham. There's no Talmud chacham who can explain this brisa. So Rabbi Yisrael says, what's the problem with the brisa? Because I know loy Nagar and loy bar Nagar. I'm not a big Talmud chacham. I'm not a son of a big Talmud chacham. But I'll tell you, uparikinle, I'll answer. What's bothering you? You know what's bothering you? That how could a guy pave the road with his makulis, ayetz takrovis, and it's not bottle? My kashle, the Rav Gidol, your kashle, the Rav Gidol, is takrovis, but inikeim pnim v'leka, it's not a problem. Inikeim pnim v'leka, and therefore, well, I'm not worried, it's not shver, this brisa is not shver, because it's not, stones are not keim pnim, and therefore it's very possibly a bottle, and it's not a problem.